Yes, sir, friends, it's Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads sitting here under the old pine tree. Just having a good time. Yeah, we hope that you will have one with us. We don't mind if you do. Drag up a chair there and relax and sort of enjoy yourself. I believe you'll feel more like going about your work after this is over. You can appreciate life more after you hear this spasm. Friends, don't forget that the boy from myself, Jelly Elliott and the Knotheads, that is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Now, we got some tunes lined up here. First, we feature Jack. We think Jack is one of the outstanding fiddle players of the country, and here he is with a little ditty called the Tennessee Wagner. Hey! Quiet voice, Tennessee Jelly. Wagon.
Pony.
No, Lewis, get away now. You bother me. We don't want to hear
but
none
Jelly,
of that
you
pony
promised.
Stuff. Can't stand it right on the start.
You promised I could read it on this program.
Well, okay, go ahead then, Lewis. Here's Lewis with one of his poems.
Jack and Jill ran up the water. The pop let a trash fire run wild in the woods. Something he shouldn't have ordered.
Corny! What are you? Ain't that awful? Did you ever? And you call that a poem?
Well, I bet.
Well, you know, come to think of it, by George, I believe that knothead has got something there. Now, you know, Jack and Jill's pop, he shouldn't have let the trash fire run wild out there. He should have taken better care of that. By not only does it come to think of it now and get down to brass tacks, it don't only ruin things, it sets a poor example there in front of the kid. He ought to be ashamed of himself. And it didn't do the woods no good either. That reminds me about some friends I knew one time. I knew a family of people, there's a man, his wife, and two young ones, a little boy and little girl there. And one spring there, they decided to clean up around the place. Well, you know how it looks every spring, the leaves and old dead grass around and everything, and you know how papers collect and everything around the place. Well, they decided to clean up. Everybody went to work around there. Mom and Pop and sister and brother, they all started. Pop and the little boy, Junior, they went to work outside the house. And Mom and the daughter, they went to work in the house. I mean, they was going to clean up in general there, wholesale. Well, Pop, he gets out there and he rakes up all the leaves, him and Junior, and little piles and things. And then they had a little wash place over there side of a field of old dead grass there. The winter rains had kind of washed it out there. And you know how it's just a habit to kind of rake up the leaves and pile them in a wash place where the rains has washed it away. That's just a habit, I guess, but it's sort of a windrow style. Well, they piled up the old loose papers and the dry leaves and all that sort of stuff around, you know. And, of course, he made these in small piles out there. And the next thing, it never occurred to him at the fire that he was going to set out there might break out, you see, because he was careful to make it in little piles and things. Especially with all four of them, you know, at the house, you know, they figured they could take care of it. Well, they sure did. They taken care of everything. They really cleaned up. They made a clean. Mom, she ended up inside by putting ashes in a pasteboard box. Now, I've seen people do that, haven't you? Put ashes in a pasteboard box. Now, she thought the ashes was out, but they wasn't. There was some coals. You'd be surprised how long you can keep live coals. Did you ever go to bed at night and you pile ashes over the coals in the fireplace and sleep good all night and get up the next morning and drag the ashes off, and there's live coals? Well, that's what Mom done. She put these coals in this pasteboard box. And then they carried him out there and strolled him around in these leaves and things, and that started the fire. Well, it's time for another tune here, friends. And here we go with a good old tune. Don't look like it'll ever get old. I found her little footprints in the snow. Well, some folks like the summertime and they can stroll about. Strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasure, there's no doubt. Give me the good old winter time when the snow is on the ground. Found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nelly lost her way. Found her when the snow was on the ground.
Oh, look out there, Jack.
Ah! Now, when I went to see her, there was a big round moon. Mother said she'd just stepped out, she'd be returning soon. Found her little footprints, I found them in the snow. Found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nelly lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground.
Now, Billy Jack.
Up in heaven, she's with that angel band. Someday I'm gonna meet her in the promised land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. Found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nelly lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, all right, there, boys. Thank you a lot. That's mighty fine carrying on. Now, let's see, where was that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was telling about these friends of mine who really clean house. They didn't own a clean house, a clean place around there. Well, sir, friends, to make a long story short, Mom, she thought the cold was out, and Pop, he taken them out and throwed them around in the leaves. And Junior, he is a meddling around in the house and making a clean sweep, and he run across some old firecrackers that was left over from the 4th of July, and he wanted to see if there's any good, so he scattered them around in all the fire, see if they'd go off. And first thing they knew, the leaves out there side of the old field had spread out into the field and was burning it over, headed right straight for a nice patch of timber out there with a lot of little young pine trees coming on that they really valued. And they all run out there to put it out, and while they were gone, the firecrackers exploded on the other side of the house, or something exploded over there and set all that on fire. Well, to make a long story short, friends, it taken all the neighbors in the neighborhood to rush in there and help these people to save their house and outbuildings. Now, that's what happened. So you just can't be too careful with fire. I'm telling you, you've heard the old expression about never play with fire. Friends, that's one of the truest sayings that I ever heard. Never play with fire. By George, it'll take your life. No warning. It never warns you. It don't bark. It ain't like a dog. A dog will bark at you and you know to run. The fire don't bark. It don't say nothing. It'll get you. Friends, that's what happened to these people. And I just pass that on to you so that you can guard against things of this sort. And not let these kind of things happen to you. You just can't be too careful. Now, these people, if they hadn't have been in such a hurry, I think it was the next day. Yeah, I'm sure it was the next day. It come a good rain, settled everything, and these people wouldn't have had all this trouble if they hadn't have been in such a hurry for this house cleaning and general burning. Friends, you just can't be too impatient. I mean, don't get too impatient to get a fire job done, ever. That's the wrong thing. Don't let this happen to you. Well, let's see. I guess we better get Herman up here. Yes, sir. Miss Poplin's little boy, Herman. That's her favorite son, Herman. And he's going to play the guitar. The steel guitar, that is. He calls it the Steel Guitar Rambo.
All right, Herman.
Hey. Woo! Get up there.
Thank you, Herman. Thank you a lot. Well, friends, I told you about my friends there, what happened to them. And I hope that you'll remember that and never let anything like that happen to you. Got to go. We've enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree and playing for you, friends. And we hope that you'll come to see us again sometime. We'll come knocking on your door one of these days. You listen to the announcer, he'll let you know when we'll be back. We got to go, as I told you, but before we go, friends, here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you, and I wish you'd think it over. Seriously. Weeds and trash around the house don't look very good, as anyone can see. But if burning's the answer to getting rid of the stuff, call your warden or the like. Get him to agree. Well, friends, there it is. We gotta go now. We've enjoyed being here with you, and we hope to see you again real soon. You listen to the announcer, he'll let you know when we'll be back. Friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation, of course, of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent grass and woods fires.